Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, DTNS listeners, and welcome back to another edition of the Monthly Science News. I'm Dr. Nikki Eckermans, your science correspondent, here with some of the top science and tech stories for the month of December. Our big story starts with a Christmas miracle. Many of us watched the James Webb Telescope soar into space on December 25th, 2021. It marked the accumulation of decades of work by astronomers around the globe and the beginning of a new era. The Webb is the most complicated and expensive space observatory in history, and it succeeded the Hubble Space Telescope that was launched back in 1990. Now, nearly 3 weeks after its launch, it has successfully deployed its 70-foot sun shield and unfolded one of its three mirror segments. In one more week, it will reach its station and begin orbit 1 million miles away from Earth. Moving on to anthropology. In 1978, footprints were unearthed in Tanzania's Litoli site. These footprints were especially significant because they looked like those of an upright walking hominid. They were eventually attributed to Australopithecus afarensis, Lucy's species, and a type of hominid that roamed the Earth around 3.7 million years ago. New analysis of the site, reported in the journal Nature, used 3D scanning and photogrammetry to image the tracks. This study recreated the footprints in 3D, letting researchers take a closer look at them. They suspect that two of the five footprints may have actually belonged to a different individual, because it had smaller and wider feet than the average hominid. This means that the prints may belong to a different type of ape altogether, although it's difficult to conclude without further evidence. This study adds to mounting evidence of the diversity of hominids during the Pliocene era. Moving on to science policy, something that we haven't covered yet. Sci-Hub is a popular website among scientists that offers access to research papers and books that can only usually be found behind a paywall. Allegedly, this is a tool that I also use. For the first time, the website defended its operations in a copyright court case filed in India. The Elsevier and Wiley publishing houses are among the accusers of copyright infringement and requested service providers to block Sci-Hub. If the website were to win this case, it could force publishers to rethink their business model, which requires researchers to pay for article submission and readers to pay for article access, but does not pay researchers for their peer-reviewing duties. Sci-Hub has been sued in several countries but remains popular among researchers whose institutions cannot afford costly journal subscriptions. India accounts for the third largest population of Sci-Hub users, and Sci-Hub's founder Alexandra Elbaikan states that open communication is a fundamental property of science that makes progress possible, and paywalled access prevents this. Moving on to a story about paleontology. Did you know that 45 new dinosaur species are discovered on average per year? Increasing technology used in paleontology has created a golden age of sorts where new discoveries are plentiful. I wanted to go over the top dino discoveries of 2021. Starting strong, who could forget the first preserved dinosaur butt? A cloaca, to be anatomically correct, belonging to the dinosaur Pterosaurus, a relative of the Triceratops. This fossil, found in China, was preserved in such detail that researchers were able to distinguish its skin color and discover new cloacal anatomy that had never been seen before. Number two, Newly excavated bones from the aptly named Supersaurus confirmed it as the longest dinosaur on record, measuring up to 137 feet or 42 meters, about half the height of the Statue of Liberty, and it's over three times longer than a T-Rex. Number three, a newly discovered rival of the Tyrannosaur has shark-like teeth and lived in Uzbekistan 90 million years ago. It's called the Ulugbeksaurus uzbekistanensis, and it's estimated to have been five times heavier than the ecosystem's previously known apex Tyrannosaur. Its name is also five times harder to say. Number four, a 2021 Tyrannosaur behavioral study, yeah, you can do behavioral studies on fossils, looked at facial scars on dinosaur skulls to determine that tyrannosaurs had fight clubs and often battled between themselves without the intention to kill by biting each other's faces. This is similar to how some birds fight for status. And saving the best for last is the discovery of Stegouros elegansen, an ankylosaurus unearthed in Chile. It has a weaponized tail that looks like an Aztec sword, with rounded, flattened blades down each side, and they're visible in the 3D rendering of this awesome new dinosaur that you can find in their Nature publication. A short COVID update. I keep hoping that I don't have to do this segment every month, but here we are. The COVID-19 Omicron variant continues to sweep through the world, breaking Y-axes on every graph. The U.S. is averaging 500,000 cases a day, according to the New York Times, and this is much higher than at any other time during the pandemic. The Omicron variant appears to cause less severe illness, but still is contributing to an uptick in hospitalizations. The U.S. CDC shows that unvaccinated people are at a 13 times higher risk of death than vaccinated people. The WHO is monitoring a new COVID variant discovered in France, but states that it is not yet a concern. Closing up with a fun story to keep the mood a bit light. A Japanese professor developed a prototype for a lickable TV screen. They named it Taste the TV, or TTTV, and it uses 10 flavor spray canisters that spray different combinations determined to recreate the taste of specific foods. The flavor sample then rolls onto a film over the TV for the viewer to try. The professor's goal is to experience eating at a restaurant on the other side of the world, even while staying at home. This type of spray technology could also be used on food like chips to create extra flavor. This invention, I think, would make Willy Wonka very proud. The Daily Tech Headline Sunday Science Supplement took a short break while I was on vacation, but started back up in January, so stay tuned. That's it for this month. I hope you feel just a little bit smarter. If you have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at Ackerman's Nicole, or you can listen in to Daily Tech Headlines for the next Sunday Science Supplement. I'll be back next month with more science and tech news. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit.
From a local business to a global corporation,
partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.